Hello, I'm Liz Corbin. I'm the Deputy Media Director and Head of News at the European Broadcasting Union. And today I'm talking to my Director General at the European Broadcasting Union, Noel Curran, on the occasion of UNESCO's World Radio Day. We're going to be talking about public service media, but particularly about radio and its role in preventing conflict and sustaining peace. Noel, UNESCO says that radio stations help shape public opinion. They frame the narrative that influences domestic and international situations. But in a world where now we're quite flooded with mis and disinformation, with fake news, does radio still have that crucial role?
Absolutely. I think radio has a unique connection with the audience. It always has. It's partly because it's so easily accessible. It has been here for 100 years. It's part of people's lives. It can get out into the regions in a way that television can't. It is trusted. It has this huge connection. And I think that connection is, more needed than ever now, particularly on the trust side. The figures for trust for radio are incredible. They've just stayed so solid for so long. So I think absolutely. And I think we all face this threat of misinformation, disinformation. And I think more and more people want trusted news. They want a medium that they feel they understand. They want a medium that allows them to speak, which is another thing that radio does. So absolutely, I think that connection with radio and its audience is incredibly strong. And we see that. We see it in figures right around Europe.
And when it comes to the content that the radio medium produces, it's a pretty big claim to say that it plays a role in defence of peace, in the prevention of conflict. But what is that role that the radio content performs?
I think radio content done well explains, and I think that plays into understanding conflicts in terms of understanding other cultures, understanding other countries, understanding the complexities of situations that arise. And I think radio does that. It explains as a medium. It also gives people a voice. It is trusted. And again, I come back to that point that all of our research shows that radio is the most trusted medium, much more than television, way, way more than online and platforms. So I think, if you have a medium which is educating you, which is informing you, and which you also trust, then that has to play a role. And I think that is partly the uniqueness of radio.
We work for the European Broadcasting Union. This last year has seen the war come to Europe in the most dramatic and horrific fashion. Radio has always been there in various roles, but a strong factor in helping citizens who are suffering in war-torn countries and places. How can we protect that essence that radio has provided in an online world where people now need to receive their content online as well as over the radio waves?
Well, first off, radio has to move online. Everything is moving in a digital direction. That's where the audience is. That's particularly where younger audiences are. Radio is 100 years old, but let's not look at radio as some kind of legacy medium. There's so much innovation going on in radio and the digital sphere at the moment. We've seen the huge explosion in podcasting, but also on general on demand. So radio is not a legacy medium. It is an old medium, which has a special connection, but it's not legacy. It is innovating and changing. I think in terms of what it needs to do is it needs to embrace its audience wherever it is. It needs to continue to be universal. And I think this is where you get into the debate around the rush for online and the rush towards digital. I think it is really important that radio remains universally accessible. And that means by all classes, by all cultures, by all regions of a country. So I think it's going to have to find that balance where it has to change. It has to innovate in a digital sphere. But I do believe it also has to remain universal because that is one of the unique things. I think after that, in terms of it need to maintain the trust levels with the audience, which is down to the broadcasters to invest in training, to invest in the range of programming that we currently do, that public service media particularly does on radio, not just news across the board. it's down to the broadcaster to continue to give the audience access to the airwaves in the way that they do, because that as well is unique. And it's down to the quality of the content. So I think radio is changing. I think it still needs to be universal, and it needs to deliver the kind of range of quality content that we have seen it deliver over the last 100 years.
I'm going to pick up on some of those points that you just made about making sure that it's accessible and to everybody in war zones. That carries a completely different level of effort. And you have been personally involved. We as the European Broadcasting Union have been involved with that this year in Ukraine. You see this in other regions of conflict as well. What does it take to keep radio on air and keep that content getting to people in the most difficult of circumstances?
Radio comes into its own, you know, in so many ways, but so often in a crisis, in a war, in an emergency. And again, you see it on the figures. The first thing people do is they click on radio in terms of getting access to information. So I think it's critically important in those times. In a war, it isn't, you know, what it comes down to is broadcasters, public service media, prioritizing their coverage, investing in international news and international coverage, investing in their general news output, maintaining journalists who are well-trained and who can deal with war situations, because we've seen how dangerous it is for journalists out there, particularly over the last number of years. So I think it's a combination of all of those things. But radio does play a unique role in conflict, war, and emergency situations. And I don't see that changing. I just think the ease of accessibility, the proven quality of what people are getting, the connection that people have built up with radio, you know, I think it will continue to have that role.
We've talked a lot about the move to online, and while all radio organisations are seeking to benefit from putting their content on social media networks, on streaming, from podcasts, should radio stations still remain on FM and AM to be able to reach their audiences?
It's a tricky question. You know, it's the same debate in television between linear and digital. I think part, and I've said it, I think part of the uniqueness of radio is the universal accessibility. And I think if radio loses that, There will be a time when digital and online is universally accessible. We should be honest and say it isn't now. It's very accessible, and in some countries it's close, but in other countries it's not accessible to everybody in every corner and every region. So for me, I think maintaining that accessibility is key while innovating in a digital space. And that's the difficulty we all face now, is riding two horses. And I think radio is going to have to ride both those horses for a while longer yet.
Let's talk more broadly now about public service media in general. And democracy is one of the key values for public service media. Do you think public service media still play a crucial role in supporting and strengthening democracy?
I think all of our research, and we've done a lot, shows that in countries with strong public service media, all of the democratic measures are higher. That's right across the board. I think you also see it when countries move away from democracy, public service media almost inevitably comes under threat straight away. Why is that? Is that just a coincidence? No. It's because when countries move away from democracy, they see public service media as a threat. Government, dictators, autocrats, wherever they may be, they see public service media, they see trusted news, they see independent journalism as a threat. And we've seen that historically, and we see it today in terms of countries that have that form of government and their relationship with public service media. So absolutely, public service media, where all of the research shows that it underpins democracy, all of the research shows that it is, in so many of these countries, the most trusted source of news and current affairs. And I think that in terms of threats to democracy, having access to that kind of independent information is absolutely critical.
Now, radio is the most trusted media, but we do also know that trust in news in particular is going down overall. So what recommendations, what advice do you have to audio producers to radio stations for the future in terms of maintaining or building trust?
I think trust in news is falling. I have to say, it would be wrong of me not to say that public service media in most European countries is the most trusted source of news. And we see that again in our own research and with independent research. So it's not all negative, but obviously trust across the board. And I think a lot of it is coming from the online explosion of news or whatever you want to call it, where the public have completely lost trust in a lot of that information. And I think that is spreading to the wider media. I think what radio producers can do, but also what broadcasting executives can do, they need to continue to prioritize news. Absolutely. It is a key element of what we deliver. It's a key element of what society requires from us, needs from us, and gets from us. So we need to continue to prioritize news. That means continue to invest in news, which is tricky, particularly now when everybody is cutting back. We need to continue to invest in international news, because the easiest thing in the world is you say, well, I've got to cut my budget. We'll keep the home stuff and I'll cut the international news. And I've faced those decisions. We've all faced them. But maintaining international news coverage and maintaining an investment in news, maintaining an investment in your journalists is absolutely critical, I think, for the future of public service media generally, be it on radio, be it on TV. It's absolutely critical.
I have one final question for you, and don't spend too long thinking about this, but if you could think of five words to describe radio, what would they be?
Oh, trusted, intimate, accessible. For me, I would say homely, because we listened to more radio when I was growing up than we watched TV. So there's always that kind of childhood connection. And also dynamic, you know, like we shouldn't just think of radio as the old grandfather, grandmother sitting in the corner. Like radio, there's some real cutting edge radio all around the world, all around Europe. So it is a dynamic medium that is changing, but still maintaining all of those connections that it has. So they'd be my five.
Thank you. On the occasion of UNESCO's World Radio Day, Noel Curran, Director General of the European Broadcasting Union. Thank you.
Thank you, Liz. Thank you, UNESCO.